The Dot Joiner. Day 2. The Fallen and Frail Dot. Remember that lump of coal we spoke about yesterday? Well, that didn't just happen, did it? That happened because of a tiresome condition called sin. Every one of us sin, that's a no-brainer. None of us are exempt from this condition. Sin is present inherently from early childhood, who taught the toddler to throw a tantrum to get his way, and then consciously or unconsciously grows with us as we grow older. Until we close our eyes in death, sin in some way or the other lingers and we, collectively as humanity, wrestle with it, again and again. Victories are won, defeats are common, but we somehow learn to navigate the fallen world we are brought into. Just as Adam and Eve fell into the temptation of feasting on forbidden fruit, we often flirt with the idea of sin and more often than not we succumb to evil and its lure. Sometimes even what begins as a good thing becomes less good when our motives get sullied. The idea of sin being universal is a comforting one, yet, when we face the consequences of our sinfulness, comfort is the last emotion we feel. Sin inevitably results in punishment just as sure as Newton's third law of motion. We may delay it or ignore it, but the consequences for sin somehow shows up. The Bible speaks of the wages of sin being death, which doesn't mean physical death, but an eternal one where hell and its fires are the destination. This should get us to sit up straighter and look closer not just at ourselves, but at the God who promises us the gift of eternal life. This gift was given to us at a rugged cross when the blood of His Son ran down and provided us with a way out of sin's clutches and into His waiting arms. Today and every day when we are confronted by our frail and fragmented humanity, we can look up at our gracious Savior and repent of the sin that has been exposed. We can then believe afresh in the mighty work of redemption that He has done for each of us. Remember, sin is a load that only Jesus can rid us of. No amount of striving or relying on our own strength works until we usher Him in and give Him access to our lives. Can we spend some time asking God to show us of areas in our life where there is sin? Take a while to repent and ask God for His grace and help to overcome this and move on.